This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
شهید منصور ستاری حقیقتاً یک نخبه بود هم از لحاظ فکری.
شهید منصور ستاری was actually a elite in terms of thought.
ما اواسط جنگ رو باید دوره تجدید.
The middle period of the Iraqi imposed war on Iran.
الشهداء تجردوا اولا من هذه الارض لا اقصد ارض الوطن اقصد.
My throat tightens in front of your glowing images, and hot tears flow down my face and close the way for words.
Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid Mansur Sattari. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, our martyrs have a lot to teach us. When we read their words, we come to know that they lived way ahead of their time. Shahid Sattari is one of those martyrs whose wise words serve as an example for all of us to follow. Shahid Sattari says, "You must prove what you have done in this country, and yet you should not be heedless of this point that if another war breaks out against us, the world will give nothing to us. No one will support us. Therefore, we must think about our fundamental planning, and we must build ourselves from the inside. This is because if we sit in the hopes that others will help us, this is nothing but a figment of our imagination. With such a way of thinking, nothing will be advanced." This great martyr, Shahid Sattari, has foreseen the situation in Iran at the present moment. He is saying the exact same things that our dear leader, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, has reiterated and repeated time and time again. We should not hope that the foreigners are going to give us the things we need. No, we should rely on our own resources and build Iran based on our own potentials and talents.
Thank you.
And now, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei talks about the martyrs of Iran, including Shahid Mansour Sattari.
Shahid Mansour Sattari was actually a leet in terms of thought, science and practice, as well as motivation, faith and presence in difficult situations. May Allah bless the soul of Shahid Sattari and resurrect him on the Day of Judgment with his noblest saints.
شهید ستاری عزیزمون رو با اولیاش محشور کنه.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to another program of The Teacher. Our martyrs had gone through a lot of hardship. Shahid Sattari is one of those martyrs. He says that in the years that he went to school, he went through a lot of hardship. Shahid Sattari says in winter, the weather was so cold that would penetrate my head and brain, and I will never forget those moments. I won't ever forget the days where I had to walk heavily on the snow and how my lips were cracked and swollen out of pain. Shahid Sattari says that once on his way to school, he must have passed through a very dangerous strait, which was before a very deep valley. A fierce wind blew and moved him like a light piece of paper deep into the valley. He says, I fell into the snow and my body was numb. Then I did everything I could to carry myself out of this valley until I reached a house. I expended all my energy to knock on the door and then passed out. When I gained consciousness, I saw that I was in a warm room. I had been saved. Shahid Sattari, this great martyr who lived a life full of hardship and poverty, said to himself that God had given me another life. So I had better take advantage of this opportunity. We also should have the same mentality when we escape danger. Now, the voice of Shahid Sattari and the English translation of his words.
ما اواسط جنگ رو باید دوره تجدید قوا و تلاش.
The middle period of the Iraqi-imposed war on Iran was when the Iranian aviation forces reinforced itself in terms of military power. And in the last 3 years of the war, we could find many committed and religious members of the Iranian aviation forces who had the ability of planning and operating, as well as the power to support the army both technically and operatively. Thank you.
And now, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari talks about the culture of martyrdom.
الشهداء تجردوا أولا من هذه الأرض لا أقصد أرض الوطن أقصد الأرض الدنية استقلتم إلى الأرض.
The martyrs knew that they should not adhere heavily to the earth. That's why they freed themselves from the body, from the earth, from the narrow-mindedness and fanaticism, be it religious or tribal or regional fanaticism, and then headed to the religion of Allah. Now martyr, if we want to define him in two words, we can say a reformed love. He falls in love with Allah. The best thing is to be in love with Allah. As the Quran puts it, but those who believe are stronger in love for Allah. Now, this is a trial for us as we claim to be believers. Is your love for Allah stronger, or for those mere names you have given them, you and your forefathers, for which Allah sends down no authority? A martyr goes so far. Imam Ali said, lend your skull to Allah and direct your sight to the all out of the people. He went to the heaven, to the creator of the earth, to the master of the earth and heavens, to the most merciful, to the most compassionate, to the all-forgiving, to Allah.
أمير المؤمنين لم يقل ندمت ورب الكعبة عندما ضرب في المسجد قال فزت ورب الكعبة.
And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of respecting the status of a shaheed.
My throat tightens in front of your glowing images, and hot tears flow down my face and close the way for words. I am talking to you, O tulips. I know that you are there and you can hear my words. What can I say and what can I write about you? My gray words can only burst into tears before you. But I wish we would know that your remembrance is a flight towards a better being, towards perfection. What can I say about you who cross the borders of this world, where no word can be found to praise you. After all, you did not leave this world for us to admire you.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shaheed Mansoor Sattari. If you have any questions or comments, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir and visit our website, which is parstoday.com. And if you click on the link Call of Islam on the top right corner of the page, you can listen to this program as well as our other programs. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.